Coast Radio News for Friday, November 20th, 2020. I'm George Henry. Many small businesses have been hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic, but maybe none more than small theater operators across the nation. That could not be more true in Florence, where the City Lights Cinemas has been battling against three fronts in recent months. Between the forced closing on two separate occasions due to executive orders, a lease battle, and a shutdown of major movie distribution, Michael Falter, owner of the cinemas, says at first they felt they could weather the storm.
The initial shutdown, we were like, oh, we'll get through this. You know, we'll figure this out. We're going to shut everything down. We're going to have to lay off our staff.
Falter said he could not foresee the impact that COVID-19 would eventually have on his business. After a second closing and a lease negotiation, Falter was able to bring back staff under the PPP loans and begin a remodel that would enhance the theater experience and provide additional safety measures from the virus.
We replaced every other row with tables, and we had a lot of other safety protocols. So no matter where you're at with your level of concern, we were very safe. And it felt very safe.
The most recent two-week freeze was the final straw as Falter saw his funds run dry with no additional stimulus on the immediate horizon. So in a final effort to save the cinemas, he reached out to the public.
Our goal with this campaign, the GoFundMe campaign, is literally just to get us from here to April.
So far, the response to a request for $65,000 in donations has been met with immediate response from the community, as over $25,000 has poured in less than 72 hours. Falter says he is grateful for the support, and it reaffirms his commitment to continuing in Florence. The City of Florence is joining up with Lane Community College to offer scholarships for local area workers who wish to participate in LCC's Environmental Services Aid Certification Program or their Hospitality Tourism Sector Quick Course. The courses will certify that participants are up to date with the latest protocols on safety and sanitation. Florence businesses will be allowed to offer employees the opportunity to take the course, and businesses will be awarded with one of three levels of participation depending on how many employees take the course: gold, silver, or bronze, with a window badge to display in their window. Interested participants can apply for the scholarships at the city's website, ci.florence.or.us. If you've resided within the Florence city limits for at least a year, you are eligible to serve on the city council. The city is currently in process of filling a vacant position on the council left by former council member Geraldine Proshew. Applicants have until 5 p.m. Friday, December 18th to apply. Interviews will begin either on the week of January 11th or the following week, January 18th. Social media, as well as letters to the city council, have pushed for a new council member to be chosen from the recent election, but the process is specific and the application process is in accordance to the city's charter. Another record day for coronavirus cases across the state, as the one-day total is a staggering 1,225 new cases. This includes a heavy surge from Lane County, who had a one-day record total of 130 cases. The infectious cases also jumped in Lane County to 416. The latest numbers for Florence cannot be confirmed at this time due to the Lane County Public Health's website being temporarily down, but other media sources are showing the number to be unchanged at 38. There are 3,630 cases for Lane County based on yesterday's report from LCPH and additional numbers from the Oregon Health Authority released last night. Statewide, there are now 60,873 cases and an additional 20 deaths, raising that total to 808. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, November 20th, 2020.